Língua da Gente.
Yes, this is Língua da Gente. Yes, I'm Orlando, and yes, we're the University of Texas. And you are?
I'm Daniela.
And yes, we have a new beginning level lesson called Is Mr. Oliveira In?
Yeah, is he in?
Well, thanks for joining us, everybody, from the whole world out there listening to podcasts. And our keyword for this dialogue is?
Foi.
Foi, which means went.
Went, yes,
and
sometimes.
We'll get more into that, too. Anyway, let's hear this dialogue. This is somebody asking if someone's at their office and find out where they went. The dialogue, three times.
Diálogo, primeira vez.
Bom dia. O senhor Marcos Oliveira está aí?
Desculpa. Hoje ele foi para São Paulo.
Sério? Quando é que ele volta?
Só amanhã de noite.
Segunda vez.
Bom dia. O senhor Marcos Oliveira está aí?
Desculpa. Hoje ele foi para São Paulo.
Sério? Quando é que ele volta?
Só amanhã de noite.
Terceira vez.
Bom dia. O senhor Marcos Oliveira está aí?
Desculpa. Hoje ele foi para São Paulo.
Sério? Quando é que ele volta?
Só amanhã de noite.
Well, Mr. Oliveira is not in town. He went to São Paulo, huh?
Yes.
Well, let's find out more details here. Let's translate each line three times just to get a sense of those words that flew by in the dialogue. Yeah, so, first line is?
Bom dia. O senhor Marcos Oliveira está aí?
Good morning. Is Mr. Marcos Oliveira there?
Bom dia. O senhor Marcos Oliveira está aí?
Good morning. Is Mr. Marcos Oliveira there?
Bom dia, o senhor Marcos Oliveira está aí? Desculpa, hoje ele foi para São Paulo.
I'm sorry, today he went to São Paulo.
Desculpa, hoje ele foi para São Paulo.
I'm sorry, today he went to São Paulo.
Desculpa, hoje ele foi para São Paulo. Sério? Quando é que ele volta?
Really? When is he going to return?
Sério? Quando é que ele volta?
Really? When is it that he is going to return?
Sério? Quando é que ele volta? Só amanhã de noite.
Only tomorrow night.
Só amanhã de noite.
Not until tomorrow night.
Só amanhã de noite.
So, simple little dialogue, but lots of good stuff in here for beginning level
very
students
interesting.
Here. Yeah. Let's go back to that very first line, why don't you, one more time for me.
Okay. Bom dia. O senhor Marcos Oliveira está aí?
Now, notice that the Brazilians start with a bom dia.
Yes, that's a
and
cultural
thing. And that's actually
thing.
A big deal, isn't it?
No, that's what we usually say to be polite, to address the other person, yeah.
You know, I've noticed that Brazilians will say an actual good morning to people when North American culture doesn't all the time. It's just a way to be polite is to say bom dia.
Yeah, just to acknowledge the presence of the person sometimes.
So notice in this dialogue, we start with good morning.
Yeah.
And then you get to your question.
Yeah.
Is Mr. Oliveira here?
Mm-hmm.
Senhor Marcos Oliveira.
Mm-hmm.
Now to say, is he here? Now we translated it, is he there?
Yeah.
Walk me through
there
this aqui, aí sort of thing here.
Aí is close to where you are, to the other person I'm talking to is.
And so when you say, is he there, we're meaning there where you are.
Yeah. Está
How
aí?
Would you say, is he over there?
Ele está lá.
Ele está lá. How would you say, is he here?
Ele está aqui.
Está aqui. So aqui, here, aí, there where you are, lá.
Lá. There, over there.
Over there. So that's bom dia. O senhor Marcos Oliveira está aqui. Está aí. Está lá.
Correct.
The second line.
Desculpa. Hoje ele foi para São Paulo.
Que hoje ele foi para São Paulo. Today he went to São Paulo.
Yeah.
Now, foi is from what verb?
Well, foi is the verb to go in a past tense, but it could also be the verb to be.
Okay, so let's walk us through this here. We have two verbs in Portuguese, ser and ir.
E.
To go and to be.
Yes.
And in the present tense, we all know them. Eu sou, ele é, nós somos, eles são. And the verb to go, eu vou, ele vai, nós vamos, eles vão.
Yeah, but not in the past tense.
Not in the past tense. What is going on in the past tense?
In the past tense, you have the same form for the verb to go and for the verb to be in Portuguese.
So the word foi can either be I was or I went.
Exactly.
The word foi can be he was or he went.
Yeah, I can give you some examples.
Please do.
Well, ele foi padre. He was a priest.
Ah, you see, it wouldn't make sense to say he went priest.
No, he was a priest. Ele foi padre.
So although it sounds weird to say it's the same form for both verbs, in the context of the sentence, it's pretty easy to understand.
That's how you're going to guess.
Give me another example of the verb to go in the past tense.
To go in the past tense, ele foi ao supermercado.
Okay, he went to the supermarket.
Yes.
It would make no sense to say he was a supermarket.
No.
And so, although it does sound weird, when you speak in everyday Portuguese, those two verbs, even though it's the same form, it's really easy to understand. Are you saying ele foi, he went, or ele foi, he was?
Yes, if you observe what is being talked about, then you know.
And with that in mind, let's hear that sentence one more time.
Desculpa, hoje ele foi para São Paulo.
Which has to mean he went to São Paulo, not he was São Paulo.
It doesn't make sense, was.
There you go. Next line.
Sério? Quando é que ele volta?
Sério? It doesn't really mean seriously. It's more like, really?
Really?
Really? Are you serious? Sério?
Yes.
When is he going to return? Say that part again.
Quando é que ele volta?
Now, my question here is this little é que.
Uh-huh.
Because I think you could just say, quando ele volta.
Yes, we could. That's
so
an
what's
option.
This é que in there?
Oh, I just think it's more emphatic. Maybe. When is it that he comes back?
And that's the exact difference. We could say in English, when he returned,
uh-huh.
or when is it that he returns?
Mm-hmm.
In everyday Brazilian speech, they add the equi to everything.
That's right.
It really is the more normal oral way to say things.
Mm-hmm.
So, quando é que ele volta?
Or, quando é que ele faz? Volta. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Quando é que ele quer? Quando é que ele diz? Quando é que? All the extra equi. Final line.
Só amanhã de noite.
Só amanhã de noite.
Mm-hmm.
Só comes from the word somente,
yeah, that's
which means
short.
Only.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have this phrase, amanhã de noite, which is tomorrow at night.
That's a little tricky.
Now, why is it tricky?
Because I think the grammatically correct thing would be somente à noite.
Yeah,
but
because
in Portuguese,
the word à would mean to the night.
To the night or at night. But in Portuguese, we end up saying de noite because we say de manhã, de tarde. So we also want to say de noite.
De manhã means in the day. De tarde means in the afternoon. And so de noite is in the night.
Yeah, it just goes with the flow, I think.
So you could say amanhã à noite to mean tomorrow at night.
Yeah.
Or amanhã de noite.
Both are acceptable forms.
Tomorrow evening.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happens here we said amanhã de noite, but don't get tripped up on it.
Yes.
Well, with that, those are our four lines. Let's go back and hear that dialogue three more times, and I promise y'all, you'll understand way more this time around. Here's the dialogue three more times.
Diálogo, primeira vez.
Bom dia. O senhor Marcos Oliveira está aí?
Desculpa. Hoje ele foi para São Paulo.
Sério? Quando é que ele volta?
Só amanhã de noite.
Segunda vez.
Bom dia. O senhor Marcos Oliveira está aí?
Desculpa. Hoje ele foi para São Paulo.
Sério? Quando é que ele volta?
Só amanhã de noite.
Terceira vez.
Bom dia. O senhor Marcos Oliveira está aí?
Desculpa, hoje ele foi para São Paulo.
Sério? Quando é que ele volta?
Só amanhã de noite.
Well, culturally here, I just wanted to ask about this going to São Paulo. Is it common for somebody to go to São Paulo to do some work?
If they're a businessman?
Yeah, for sure, You know, really, São Paulo is like the big place in Brazil.
Yeah. I mean, they say it's the New York of Brazil.
And, you know, gigantic hunk of the GDP of Brazil yeah. comes from São Paulo. So it's not strange at all that somebody flies to São Paulo to do work for a few days, then goes home again yes. after that.
Sometimes for meetings. And
it's a great
and
city. I love São Paulo.
Back to the city.
Well, with that, I think now we got to go find this Mr. Oliveira, have yeah. this meeting with him. But in the meantime, come back and listen to this lesson a bunch of times, catch all those words, and play with that foi to see if you can get a sense of it yeah. meaning to go or to be.
Yeah. Observation will be the key here for you to understand better.
Até a próxima.
Até mais, gente.
Língua da Gente.